Finally, this hour, drinking and driving is no laughing matter, but drinking inspired by driving? Well, that's different. In New Jersey, a brewery is marketing a line of beers based on the exits of the New Jersey Turnpike. We sent NPR's Robert Smith out to the highway.
Welcome to exit 4 of the New Jersey Turnpike. And let me paint a picture for you. Asphalt, overgrown weeds, lots of trash, lots of gas stations, weird hitchhiking dude.
Exit number 4 is the gateway to my homeland. I have to go.
This road is also the gateway to Camden, New Jersey, Cherry Hill, and the Flying Fish Brewery. And this is what the folks there think that exit 4 tastes like.
When you sip exit 4, you'll get you'll notice some banana and clove in the nose. You'll get beautiful hop character to it. A little bit of sweetness from the malt, and then some nice hop bitterness as a closing note to it.
Hey, bitterness is how I feel when I travel the Turnpike. So I guess they nailed it. Gene Mueller, the founder of Flying Fish Brewery, says he's heard all the wisecracks before. And really, that was the point of their new series of beers.
The joke is, you know, oh, I'm from New Jersey. Oh, what exit? So, and everybody knows that. So we just, you know, we're going to have fun with it.
Naming beers after exits is an easy gimmick. Coming up with a distinctive flavor for each segment of the Turnpike, well, that's a bigger challenge.
First, we were going to do them sequentially and make the alcohol level match the exit. So exit 1, 2, 3, people really wouldn't be interested in. And then exit 16 and 17 and 18, you're going to start to get in a little trouble.
That would be lethal, yeah.
Yeah, 16% alcohol beers. So we thought, let's go back to the drawing board. So then we said, well, let's start bouncing around the state. And exit 4 is where the brewery is. So we thought that would be a good place to start where the mothership is and then go out from there.
The man responsible for coming up with the taste of pavement is Casey Hughes. He's out back, standing under a towering stainless steel tank, checking the sugar content of Exit 11.
Just getting out of the heat exchanger, going into the fermenter right now.
Exit 11 is the spot where the New Jersey Turnpike intersects with the Garden State Parkway. If you're heading to the Jersey Shore this weekend, Exit 11 is where you'll probably be stuck behind all that crawling beach traffic. So Hughes was thinking of a summery beer.
So we'll get a little sample here for you. And you can smell it's just like tangerines, apricots, just really fruity. But it'll be very sweet because it's just started to ferment.
It is sweet. It's like iced tea. But I got to say, this is not reminding me of being on the Turnpike.
Turnpike is very pretty if you close your eyes and imagine you're somewhere else.
Hughes, I will reveal here, doesn't actually own a car or ever drive the Turnpike. Instead, he's relying on research and high concept.
Because North Jersey has all the oil fields up there, I'd like to do a big stout just to kind of do a little play off of that, or maybe do the giant because of the Meadowlands.
On the Flying Fish website, New Jersey residents are already adding their own suggestions. For Exit 5 in Mount Holly, someone demanded a Christmas beer. Exit 10 is Edison, New Jersey, and one drinker suggested a light beer. Get it? Edison, light bulb. Gene Mueller needs all the help he can get. There are a lot of exits between Delaware and New York.
Well, I discovered this after we committed to this. There's actually 29, which I had no idea. And I was like, uh-oh.
Because you only go to New York, you only make it up to, what, 13, 14, 16?
Right, yeah. And then, but there's like 14 ABC, and now there's 15 E, W, and X. And I'm like, what is 15X? And it's the Secaucus Transit Station. So we're going to just stay with the solid numbers to start.
Mueller estimates that it will take about 4 years to complete the whole exit beer series. But if you've ever been on the Turnpike, you know it always takes longer than you plan. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.